טוב, בעזרת השם, תורה למד ח' ליקוטי מוהר"ן, פרק ג', need to remember that השם יתברך, he is the beginning of everything in our life, he is the one that gives us the power, he is the one that gives us all of the situations and all of the coincidence and all of the things that are happening to us in our lives are all coming from Hashem. It's a lot easier to work and develop faith that you believe the things that are coming to you or on you are coming from Hashem. But also to believe that what goes on from inside means that you are also Hashem, that is a higher level, that is harder to achieve in Avodat Hashem. If someone rebukes you or someone tells you something, it's very easy for you to say, okay, Hashem was talking to me through that person. But if now you rebuked someone or you hurt someone's feeling, now to know that it's also from Hashem, without removing the responsibility from your shoulders, it's a very hard thing. You need to know that it is all from Hashem, but still you have the free choice. That's the biggest test in life, to be able to combine, to put both of those things together in one place. Also to know it's all from Hashem Yitbarach. And also not to forget that I have my mission, that I have my responsibility, that I have my job in life. And Rabbeinu is explaining that a person have 5 fingers in his left hand, חמש אצבעים שביד שמאל, שהם 5 גבורות, that there are 5 kinds of powers, שהם בחינת 5 מוצאות הפה, that they are in the aspect of the 5 ways that the person is talking, things that comes out from his mouth, כי עיקר הדיבור הוא על ידי 5 מוצאות הפה, שהם הגבורות. Because the main power of speech is by those 5 powers that they are coming out from his mouth. So you see that the hand is usually we're learning from the hands on asiya, on actions, on what did you do in your life. Because with your hands you're doing things. And now Rabbeinu compared the hands to the mouth. So you see that with your mouth you create also. With your mouth you create, like the HaKadosh Baruch Hu create with his mouth. Hu amar v'yihi. He said and it become to be. We talked about it once, that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Havaya Baruch Hu, it means going to be. Gonna be. That's the meaning of Hashem Yudkei Vavkei. When a person is saying that name, that we're not allowed now to say that name, Yudke Vavke, we're not allowed. But when a person is saying the name of Hashem Yitbarach in Yudke Vavke, actually what that he's saying is gonna be, it's gonna happen. So that's Hashem. Hashem, he is gonna be. It's gonna happen. What's gonna happen? Who that you are gonna happen. בדרך שאדם רוצה ללך, מוליכין אותו. In the path that you want to walk in, that's the path that they're gonna lead you, they're gonna bring you to who that you are. So as much as you're gonna let Hashem Yitbarach express himself, reveal himself, his light gonna illuminate from you, that is how much that it's gonna be. That is how much that you're going to be able to fulfill your dreams, to come to all of your holy desires and to achieve, to come back to the place that you have all of the powers to come back to infinity. A person have a body and a person have a soul. If you relate yourself to the body, so you relate yourself to the limitations, to all of the constrictions of this world, so you're limited. You're not able to wake up in the time that you want, and you have to rush, and there's a lot of traffic, and you cannot find parking spots, and you're gonna find yourself stuck in every physical situation that there is, if you're attached to physicality. But like we spoke yesterday, when you work hard nullifying yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, and it doesn't have to be in actions at all, it's in your mind, it just let Hashem drive the bus, and just let the driver drive, and you just lean back and you work on that to focus on the fact that it's all Hashem no matter what. When you're climbing, when you're falling, when you're achieving, when you're losing, when you understand, when you don't understand, when you're confused, when you bless, when you curse, when you find and when you lost, when it's dark and when it's light, and every situation, you take one step back with your body, and you don't let yourself be angry at that situation, and you work on yourself to breathe, and to observe, and to look, and to focus on the reality, on life itself, that it's all Hashem, that it's all Hashem. When you're doing that, you divide yourself from the physicality of this world, and then you will always going to wake up in the right time, exactly when you need, without putting no alarm, and not going to open your eyes when you need to be awake. And you're going to find the Natla immediately, it's going to be close to your bed, and you're going to have a ride, and you're going to find a parking spot, and everything's going to be perfect. Because Hashem is going to cancel all of the physical aspects for you, because you become to be beyond this world, totally. For people, it's hard to convince themselves to walk in that path, because the lack of confidence. And why people are lack of confidence? Why, like we learned yesterday, people are lack of faith? Even that they decided and they said to themselves, alright, I'm going to serve Hashem, I'm going to nullify myself to Hashem, I'm going to close my eyes, I'm going to try, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Okay, why it becomes to be heavy? Why people make few steps and suddenly they're going back, they regret, they're afraid, they're not sure what's going to happen, why? The answer is that we all, in this lifetime, received a very bad education. Very bad education. And not only from our parents, also from the environment, from friends, from teachers in school, from rabbis, from people. And the nefesh, the spirit of the person, is a physical creation. We're not talking about the soul. The soul is spiritual, is divine. But the nefesh, the spirit, the part that you feel with, the emotions, that is a physical creation. Like, for example, electricity. Electricity, fire, it looks air, it looks spiritual, but it's very physical. It got atoms in it, it's physical. So the nefesh of the person is also physical. And because that the nefesh, that the spirit of the person is physical, so you can play with it, you can change it, you can carve on it, and it's going to leave a mark, it's going to leave a sign, it's going to leave a scratch. You can break the nefesh, you can scratch the nefesh, you can wound the nefesh. So us, we have very wounded spirits. Our nefashot are scratched and broken and burned in a lot of ways. because of bad experience that we went through in our lives. So now we need to heal that spirit. And because that the spirit is physical and not spiritual, this is why understandings are not helping to the nefesh. The nefesh needs a process of healing that's going to take a while to heal, like a physical wound. Like that if you break a branch or something, it's going to take a while for the tree to recover. If, chas shalom, you have a scratch in your skin, in your flesh, so it's going to take a few weeks or months, or sometimes even more, depends in the how hard the wound is, how hard the hit is. So the nefesh that is physical, like we learned, also takes time to recover, to be healed. This is why you can find yourself going to an amazing class of Torah, and you go out from that class with amazing understandings, and you're sure that you're about to change your life from one side to the other, and you know it for sure. And then after 1 hour, 1 day, you fall back to the place that you were in that place before, and sometimes even worse. Why? Because the spirit haven't recovered yet. And those are the patterns and the character of people that are reacting according to their status, to your spiritual level, to your emotional level, emotional being, that is a result of what did you purchase in your life, the experience that you went through in your life. So, for an example, if some person was suffering from his mother, and now he tried to develop a relationship when he was 16, when he was 17, and he'd been hurt again, this is it. His spirit, his nefesh, cannot recover for a long time until he's going to work on himself real hard for a long time, for a certain time that he needs to recover himself. Means to redesign his nefesh, to heal his nefesh. And one class that's going to tell him, no, you need to believe in Hashem, you need to read Garden of Peace, and even if you're going to read the book Garden of Peace, the Rav Shalom said, you need to read it over and over and over and over, because I read the book, wonderful, so it's not helping you, because you cannot reprogram yourself in pushing a button, and this is it. Really, to fix your spirit, it's a process, it's an avodah. This is why Rabbeinu is saying to us in Torah, Nun Bet 52, that a person needs to go daily to the forest and daily to talk to himself. And I'm waking and shaking that point again and again, that the main way of doing Hitbodedut is to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like you talk to your best friend. And even if you go and you do half an hour on one thing, but you're not doing it with your best friend, that it's Hashem, it doesn't worth a lot. It may be going to help you one day to come to that place that you're going to talk to Hashem Yitbarach like you talk to your best friend. But to go without a heart to the Hitbodedut, it's good. Because it's going to bring you one day to come with a heart to the Hitbodedut. But the main Hitbodedut is with the heart. With the heart it means that you believe that there is someone that hears, that accepts your prayers. So if now you go to talk to someone that really loves you, that really appreciates you, that respects you, you're going to talk from the heart. You're not going to just plaster him and going to tell him, no, look, listen, I need a house, I need money, I need not to be afraid of nothing, I need to be strong, I need to be healthy. This is not a conversation with a friend. With a friend, you sit and you talk and you share. And when you reveal inside of yourself things that you were not aware to them 1 minute before, 1 minute ago, you say to your friend, you know, I just came to a new understanding, and you open another layer, and this is how you heal your spirit. This is how you heal your nefesh. Because Hashem of Echa, Hashem, He is your healer, Hashem is healing us. Hashem Tov Lakol, He's good for everything. But where he is good, in the place that he is at. If Hashem is not in a certain place, chas v'shalom, so means not that really Hashem is not there. But if Hashem, so to speak, hides his presence from that place, if now a person hurts the feeling of his wife, he's rebuking her, he's hurting her. So in that situation, Hashem is not revealing himself in that house. He's bringing the judgments, chas v'shalom, into that house. And now the judgments are hiding the light of Hashem, the pleasant of Hashem, the greatness of Hashem, the kindness of Hashem, the beauty of Hashem. All of Noam Hashem disappear from that place. So in that place, Hashem cannot heal, Hashem cannot help, Hashem cannot support. So you need to follow the advice of Chachamim. You need to respect your wife, you need to honor your wife, you need to listen to your wife. And when you do that, so Shechina b'nehem, the Shechina is coming, so Hashem is there. And then when Hashem is there, so there is a blessing, they have nice parnasah, everyone are healthy, the children are educated, they're polite, there is food on the table, they can invite guests, and there's always place, and they're singing. You're going to see, you're going to feel the presence of Hashem Yitbarach. So we need to come to that place that Hashem is going to be with us in all of the places. But if you have places that are so painful, that you're so hurt in those points, and you're not talking about those things with no one, so you cannot heal them. Because Hashem, so to speak, is not there. So this is why every one of us is going to understand, why am I not talking to everyone about all of my issues? I've been hurt trying to do that also. This is why I'm hiding. This is why I'm blocking. But with Hashem Yitbarach, it's not the same. This is why Rabbeinu said you should talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like you talk to your best friend. Because really, Hashem Yitbarach is your only friend. He's the only one that really you can go all the way with Him. All the way. All the way. He will never going to tell your secrets. He will never going to tell no one. He will never going to laugh at you. He will always going to understand you. He will always going to be there for you. And when you talk to Hashem like that, you feel His presence. You feel that He is there. You feel that Karov Hashem lechol korav lechol asher yikra'u be'emet, that Hashem is close to everyone that calls Him with truth. When you go and you talk to Hashem Yitbarach with truth, you feel that Baruch Hashem, Hashem is here. Blessed is Hashem. You feel the blessing in it. You just feel it. You cannot explain it. You cannot describe it to someone that haven't tried it. The only way to achieve it is to try that. It's to go to a quiet place. And to throw all of physicality from your back, from your shoulders. And just, mamash, to be there only with the Creator. Only with Hashem. Only with the One. Only with infinity. To be there alone. If you need to close your eyes, so close your eyes. If you need to be in a closed room, if you need to be in the field, if you need to be in the desert, if you need to, wherever. In the moment that you're going to start opening yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, you're going to feel the healing of Hashem, the refuah of Hashem Yitbarach. You're going to feel that. And this is the process of tshuva. That every day you go and you do tshuva. And like that Rabbeinu said, you need to do tshuva on tshuva. You need to confess. And in the day after, you need to confess more. What it means, confess? Confess, it means to open up yourself to Hashem. To reveal, to say to Hashem, I'm sorry. I was hiding until today. I was denying until today. I was too hurt to talk about those things until today. I was too embarrassed. I couldn't deal with it. But today, Hashem, you know what? I can say the truth. Today I can admit. I was wrong. I was weak. I was afraid. I was angry. I was terrified. I didn't know. I never knew. I never learned those things. I'm sorry. When you do that, and Hashem Yitbarach suddenly comes to be with you, so then, Laila Kayom Ya'ir, the darkness illuminates like the day. Suddenly, all of the hard periods of times that you had in your life are not frightening anymore. The worst experience that you went through in your life, suddenly you see that actually they built you, they designed you, they brought you even to that place that now you're standing, broken heart, mamash, very sad, with a lot of sorrow and afraid and don't know what to do. But with all of those lackings, you have a point of truth. that you're standing in front of Hashem Yitbarach and you can talk. And that's a gift that Hashem Yitbarach gave you. He gave you that ability that you're going to be able now to stand in front of Hashem Yitbarach and to talk to Him face to face. Here, you and Hashem Yitbarach, like Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem Yitbarach. You're sitting and you're talking. This is it. You sit and you talk. You walk and you talk. Even if you hide and you talk, you hide with Hashem. You hide with Hashem. Hashem is with you. In all of your places, in all of your houses, inside of your heart, Hashem is there. And then, you're being healed in the present. And then, like we said before, gonna be. It's gonna be. Whatever you're gonna open, whatever you're gonna say, whatever you're gonna ask, whatever you're gonna wish, whatever you're gonna want, gonna be. Because Hashem is there. And Hashem, He is gonna be. Hashem gonna make it happen. Because when you're talking to Hashem Yitbarach with truth, so the seal of Hashem Yitbarach is truth, and Hashem is putting His signature on what that you said. Hashem is saying, Ken Yehi Ratzon. On everything you said. On everything you said, Hashem is saying, Amen, Ken Yehi Ratzon. Yes, that's what's going to be. That's exactly what's going to happen. What that you wanted going to happen. In that moment, you become to be the will of Hashem Yitbarach Himself. Because Ratzon Yera'av Yaseh, because you have a complete Yirat Shamayim in that moment, because you're talking to Hashem Yitbarach and you surrender to Hashem Yitbarach, and you're not arrogant, and you're not saying to Hashem, no, do this, do that, and you're not arguing and forcing Hashem Yitbarach to things. You're just working real hard on your nefesh, on your spirit to heal yourself and to find yourself and to do, to complete the mission that Hashem Yitbarach sent you to complete. And you're coming with such a broken heart. Lev nishbar v'nidke Elokim lo tivzeh, and Hashem is never rejecting a prayer that comes from a broken heart. And you come like that and you just say to Hashem, heal me, help me, give me a hand, give me power, give me life, give me happiness, give me joy, give me success, give me whatever I need to achieve. Let me be with you forever, let me never forget you. Let me respect people. Let me be kind to people. That I'm never going to be tired. That I'll always succeed and doing good things. And only for you. Only for your name. What can Hashem say on that except of Amen? And when Hashem is saying Amen, that's it. You don't need nothing else. And this is why also Rabbi David Chaim Stern and also the Admor Mibiale, both of them told me that all of my prayers are being answered. Because I'm coming just like that to Hashem Yitbarach. Even in the worst days, and even in the hardest days, even when I cannot talk, yesterday night I went to do it, but I couldn't talk. I couldn't talk. If you think that I'm just making a... I couldn't talk. I was walking for over an hour, waiting and walking and waiting and hoping that Hashem is going to open my mouth. And in the end, I gave up. I said, okay, so you know what? If I cannot talk, so I'm going to tell you what we need to do. And this is it. And I started to talk on Am Yisrael, because what do I have in my life to pray that I'm lack of? We have Coca-Cola, Schweppes, Icy, Doritos, Bamba. Friends, very good friends sitting with me, house, everything we have. Everything that we need, we have. Wonderful Likutei Moharan. Everything that we need, we have. So what we can pray, on what we can pray? That all of Am Yisrael is going to have the same. What am I lack of? What am I lack of? Nothing. Can I change something that is so important? Every one of you, look. I'm not a person with no problems in his life. That maybe you will say, who is he to talk? I'm going through some stuff in my life. This is why I can tell you also. Look at the worst problem that you have in your life. Each and every one of you, the thing that, mamash, that's the worst. Is it so bad? Really, it's so bad. You cannot function. You cannot keep on doing whatever you need to do. Like you do today. Look. You came to a class, You drank, you ate, you prayed, you learned some Torah. You're now about to go and to do something else in your life. You're doing it for the dut. You talk to Hashem. You can do even more if you want. And also, you have a lot of options for the future. You can grow. You can develop. You can work on yourself. You can achieve big things with all of your lackings. With all of the things that you're missing in your life. With all of the domestic problems that you have in your brain, in your thoughts, in your shalom bayit, in your financial situation, in whatever, with your parents, with your, I don't know, with your child, whatever. You can continue. You can make another step, and not only one step. You can do whatever you want to do. You can achieve everything. If you're just not going to let yourself go down into sadnesses and depressions and angers, no. But they're saying this, and she's saying that, and they, and who, and he, all our imaginations. If you're arrogant and you're not ready to fight and to deal with life, so you can fall to sadness. What if you just have a drop of humility that you say, okay, that's life. I want to move on, I want to grow. So now you can achieve everything. There's nothing that blocks you. There's nothing really that stops you. If you're going to work on yourself to deal, to manage, to confront your fears, and to talk to the people that you need to talk to, and to ask forgiveness, and to talk to some other people, maybe to try to do some stuff, you're going to find your way. Nothing is so horrible like that you imagine that it is. Like the Yetzer Hara described that thing for you. Oh, look. Person told me that his wife, she gave birth 2 months ago. I think we spoke about it. In the first week after that she gave birth, they felt so bad, both of them. Why? Because they were not sleeping enough. They were tired. That's it. That was the problem. And that problem was a domestic problem. Why? Because they were not looking in the right proportions on their life. They just thought that because they're tired, so, oh, this is it, and she's not supporting me, and he's not supporting me, and what's going to be, and I'm not going to the kollel, and he's not helping me, and everyone got complaints and arguments and fights. Hey, wake up, you just had a baby. Why won't you be happy for a minute? Sit together, talk. Okay, you're tired, okay. Yet, takes the problem that you have. Okay, now your parents called. Now your landlord called. Okay, now they called from the... Okay, you have a problem. I'm not saying, we're not ignoring your problem. But look at that problem with the right proportions. Not like Yetzirah tells you, now, look, what's going to be with you? You can never fix it. It's not, and it's just going to be worse. And you're going to fail. And you always failed. And you, how many years it's like that? And he's exaggerating and exaggerating. And there's nothing there. Okay, so you have a problem. So you have few problems. You have few things that you need to go through. You need to accept the world as is. That's the world. That's the way Hashem Yitbarach leads us. And if you want to change some things in the world, no problem. There's ways to do that. If you want to do that through Hishtadlut and to make some phone calls and to talk to some people, there are ways to do that also. You can be nice, you can be polite, you can ask forgiveness, you can ask for another chance, you can... And Bezrat Hashem, if you believe in Hashem Yitbarach, you can also go and talk to Hashem on that, and to pray for salvation, and to be more spiritual, and to do tshuva, and to give pidyon, to give charity. Okay, there are things that you can do also in the spiritual aspect to open your life, to fix your life. The main thing is to understand we have a path and we have to go through that path. And we have to go through that path with truth. Not to be liars. Not to let ourselves lie to ourselves, because you can lie only to yourself. Only to yourself you lie. You lose Hashem when you lie. When you lie to yourself, you lose Hashem. Dover shkarim lo ikon leneged enai. Hashem is saying, a liar cannot stand in front of me. So no matter which amazing lie you just made up, Hashem is not there. The blessing is not there. The success is not there. It looks amazing. It looks good. One day you're going to find the cracks. One day it's going to fall. One day all of that package is going to break, going to open. It's not going to hold water. It's not going to hold holiness, kedusha. No kind of lie. But the truth, even the worst truth, that you come and you admit, I'm a liar. It's the worst truth of them all. When there is a lower truth than to admit that you're a liar, that contains water already. That contains blessings. Because modeh ve'ozev yerucham, because a person that admits and drops the sin and is confessing, is saying, I sinned. I made a mistake. I lied. That's a point of truth. And on that point of truth, those are the foundations of your building. On that you can build and build and build and build and build forever. Because the truth is stable. The most stable structure that you can have. Every letter in the word truth got two legs. Aleph got two legs, Mem got two legs, and Taf got two legs. It's the most stable word that can be. First letter, middle letter, and the last letter. Beginning, middle, and end, all standing on two legs. Everything is stable in that word. And the lie doesn't en lo raglaim. Sheker en lo raglaim. Doesn't have legs. Because Shin is standing on one, and Kuf is standing on one, and Resh is standing on one. It always falls. Shin is falling, Kuf is falling, Resh is falling. But when you break the lie, you take the word sheker and you break it, so from sheker, from lie, becomes to be kesher, becomes to be connection. You can start working on your connection to Hashem only when you break the lie. Only when you stop lying to yourself. Stop lying to yourself. When you admit, when you say, I'm weak. You go to Hashem, you say, Hashem, I'm afraid. Say to Hashem, Yitbarach, no more facade, no more lies, no more arrogant. Only truth. Hashem, I'm afraid. Hashem, I don't know how to do that. Hashem, I need your help. Hashem, help me. Hashem, give me joy, give me happiness, give me hope. I don't have no hope. Rabbeinu said, no despair. I'm full with despair, full with sadness. Full. I need help. I need chizukim. I need your help. When you talk like that, this is it. You open the channel of the will, and this is it. Because when you have a will to Hashem Yitbarach, you're beyond the Torah even. You're beyond the Torah. If you're talking from a will, if you're talking from Ratzon, you want Hashem Yitbarach, the Torah is like your is illuminating from the ground to you. You're the light of the Torah. When you want Hashem Yitbarach with all of your bechol meodecha, with all of your being, and you want Hashem, and this is what that you want. You desire Hashem. That's my will. I want to be close to you. That's it. You become to be like David HaMelech. You are higher than the Torah. The Tehillim is illuminating to the Torah. Torah been written a few generations before David HaMelech. And the Torah of David, the Tehillim that he wrote, the prayers of David, are completing the Torah, are healing the Torah, are explaining, interpreting the Torah. Brings you the ability to keep the Torah. Gives you hope, gives you power. You become to be the one that carries the Torah. You become to be the messenger. You become to be the one that he's the mevaser. You come and you hand the Torah to people. The Torah is working for you. You're not working for the Torah. The Torah becomes to be a tool in your hand to help other people. And not that you are the slave of the Torah. Oh, I have to catch a minyan. What's going on? I forgot to say Birkat HaChodesh. I don't know. Oh, Shabbos in 40 minutes. Hey, guys, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you asking on us? What are you doing? That's the way. That's Torah Chaim. That's the Torah of life. Torah of life is that you find life inside of the Torah. That you can prepare yourself to Shabbos, you sing Yaich Sof before of Shabbos, in the eve of Shabbos, in Thursday, in Wednesday. You already sing Yaich Sof, no, I'm Shabbat, I want Shabbos. When Shabbos is going to come, you wait for Shabbos, you hope for Shabbos, you prepare yourself. Your soul is desiring Shabbos. Not that, oh, what's gonna be? We have to, how many dishes, how many guests, how many this, how many that, you have to buy, you have to do, you have to run. All of that, it's because you fell from the Torah. You're under the table, you're under the Torah. You're not holding the level that you're supposed to. So you're not, you like you have a debt that you have to pay. You're always running after the how you say, the Baal Achov, the
debtor?
Loan truck.
Shark.
Shark. Lone shark. 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 Wow.
Shark.
So you always run and you have to fulfill your obligation to him and you need to say, no, yes, no, I am keeping Shabbos. No, what was that? You always need to fulfill the obligations. You need to be your Tzei Lechovah people. No, yeah, I am davening in a minyan. Yeah, I am. No, I put filin today. Yes, I put Rabbeinu Tam. And you always need to explain yourself. You owe something to someone. You don't owe no one. When you're with Hashem Yitzbarach, David HaMelech, relax. He's saying, Anim Hashem, I'm with Hashem. And I love the one that loves you. And I'm going to fight everyone that fights with you. And I'm not afraid of no one. He is the front line. He is Hashem Yitzbarach, ambassador. He is in front. He's saying, who are you to talk? What are you saying? What do you have to say? Yes, let's do. Kadima, you need to do tshuva. You need to learn Torah. And he becomes to be Hashem Yitzbarach himself. When you nullify yourself to Hashem, Hashem nullify himself to you. Aser Ratzoncha kirtzono, and then Hashem is making Ratzon Acherim kirtzoncha. Hashem is canceling the will of other people from your will when you want to serve Him. When you are there only for Hashem and you don't care, you don't care. You want everything to be for Him. In that moment, everything is there for you. For you. And then you can learn the lesson from every situation. And you can have new understandings even from downs, even from fallings. You grow and you develop. And you have new understandings and huge Chidushet Torah. And not simple Chidushet Torah. Chidushet Torah that wakes up the souls of other people to yearn to Hashem. To want Hashem. To wish for Hashem. They hear things that comes out from your mouth. And they're asking, Matay avo le'adi v'akaymenu? When I'm also going to hold that level, I'm going to keep those advice. And how you came to that point? Only because you went with your point of truth. That it's the truth is a candle. Illuminate your path. And you keep on walking with truth. And when you walk with truth, the truth will walk with you. Will walk with you forever. And people are going to stand and going to admit, going to say, you were right. You were right. And if for people it's hard to apologize and to admit that you were right, one day they're going to be so embarrassed that they're going to come. And that's also going to be the redemption and the geula of the goyim, of the nations. Yesterday I talked to one friend, he called me and told me what's going on, where are you, where are you, what's going on, I heard, I didn't hear, and he's talking and talking. And then in the end of the conversation he tells me, don't worry, you're going to succeed. I started to laugh. He said, why are you laughing? I told him, for sure I'm going to succeed, why? I don't need you to say that. He's saying, no, really, I'm saying the truth, I really think you're going to succeed. I told him, it's obvious I'm going to succeed. That's who cares what you think, you know? It's so obvious that why not? Why that we won't gonna succeed? Are we doing something bad to someone? Have we hurt someone's feeling? Have we insulted? Are we stamping on people's heads? Are we forcing people to do things that they don't want? Are we insulting people? Are we hurting people? I'm just trying to help, so why won't we gonna succeed? The only reason that maybe you can think that you might not succeed because you don't have faith in Hashem. You think maybe Hashem is going to leave you. Why? That's Hashem. Hashem is going to leave you. Hashem will never going to leave you. Hashem is with you. If you believe in Hashem, you count on Hashem. And if you count on Hashem, you walk on water. You fly in air. You barefoot, you cross the desert. You're not afraid. Hashem going to bring you a flying carpet like the Abu Khatsera family. You've already been there. You can cross the Sahara desert. This is it. Benachat, learning Torah with the Tehillim book. Mitnadnej, Racha, Benachat. Learning Tehillim. Suddenly you find yourself in the place that you were supposed to be. Not to argue, not to fight with Hashem. Let Hashem Yitbarach drive the bus. Let Hashem Yitbarach lead you in the path of your life. Let Him bring you to your spiritual and physical success. Let Him take you to your journey. Just nullify yourself to Him. Just let Him bring you to whatever you need to achieve. You're going to see that you're going to achieve everything. And if you're really my students, and if you really want to be my students, don't do no hishtadlut for parnasa. Don't do nothing for money. And now it doesn't mean don't work. But don't work for money. Serve Hashem. If you have a job to do, if you have something that you need to do, do it for Hashem. Do it because Hashem commits you to do that. Do it because you feel that Hashem Yitbarach wants you to do that. Maybe you don't have enough faith. Maybe you don't have enough confidence in Hashem Yitbarach. So maybe you need to go to work. Don't do it for money. Do it because that's your spiritual level. That's the level of your faith now. And that is what that Hashem Yitbarach wants from you now. So now you can do it, but do it for Hashem. Never do nothing for yourself because you're afraid. Especially not because you're afraid. If you feel you're afraid, fight. Fight with your fears. Say, now I remember Rav Berland, once there was shootings in Kvish 443 on the way from Modi'in to Jerusalem. The Ishmaelim, they were shooting every night over there in that street. Rav Berland, in one of his classes, he said, you're not allowed to be afraid. Not to be afraid from guns. Not to be afraid from bullets. We don't have no fear. Hashem is doing everything. There were three students that heard that class. They felt, all three of them, that Rav Berland is saying, you need to break your fear. And every night they were spending hours driving back and forth in Kvish 443. Driving. Not afraid from the bullets. This is what they done. You see, you're afraid. You want to go to the field at night. You feel the darkness. You don't know what's going to happen. Now you're afraid. Decide that you're going to enter now to the forest. Go! Shake into the forest. Go like that. Say, Hashem, save me. Save me, Hashem. Save me, Hashem. I'm afraid. Hashem, give me powers. And keep on walking. Keep on walking. Cross the forest. Go from one side to the other. You're going to be a different person in the end of that night. You will never going to be afraid again. And even if you will, like we said before, sometimes it's a process. It takes time to heal yourself, to heal your spirit. Only if you're going to work on yourself again and again and deal and confront and observe who you are and admit and talk to Hashem about it and say, Hashem, give me courage. Hashem, give me powers. Hashem, let me not be afraid never again. Give me, let me be brave, let me be a hero, give me kohot, give me powers. When you're going to do that consistently, one day after the other, you're going to be healed. You're going to be healed from everything. And you're going to purchase experience that's going to give you wisdom to teach others how to go out from their darkness. Because en chacham kebal nisayon, a wise person, it's a person with experience of life experience. When you're going to confront your fears, your anxieties, your imaginations. Students came to Rav Berland and told him, we're afraid to come to the yeshiva, Shar Shechem, because we're afraid Aravim going to stab us, going to kill us. He said, you don't have the merit to die on Kiddush Hashem. You think someone's going to kill you? You don't have the zchut. You need to have a zchut to die on Kiddush Hashem. Who's going to stab you? You think you're going to have the merit to stand up in front of Hashem, died by an Ishmaeli? You think you have that merit? Who are you that someone's going to stab you? You don't have the zchut. You need to have a zchut that someone's going to kill you in the middle of Yitbodedut. You're afraid. What's going to happen? Nothing going to happen. You're like one of the animals that are crossing the field every night. Who are you? Why is someone going to touch you? No one's going to touch you. Go. Break your fears. Like we said about money. What am I going to do about Parnassah? Don't do nothing with Parnassah. You want to know what to do? Don't do nothing. Go to Hashem. Tell Him, you know what, Hashem? I'm not doing nothing this month for Parnassah. You want me to work? I'm not going to work. Because you don't want me to work. My Yetzara wants me to work. My Yetzara wants me to be worried. My Yetzara wants me to be afraid. I'm not afraid. Now I have my last 100 shekels in my pocket. I give it to charity. That's what I'm doing with my fears. I'm giving them to charity. I'm not afraid. You have only change in your pocket? Give it to charity. Now you reveal your will. Now you opened, you built a vessel of real confidence in Hashem Yitbarach. And in the Sipurei Ma'asiyot, when Rabbeinu is telling us, and the Bat Melech, the lost princess, Ma'aseh Me'avedat Bat Melech. So over there, when the viceroy is asking for the princess and he's trying to find her, so one of the righteous people that he meets, the last one in the end, he gives him a vessel that when he will put his hand into that vessel, he will always take money out of that vessel. Rav Shalom explained, that's confidence. He gave him the vessel of confidence, of bitachon. When you have confidence, you're always going to find Hashem. If you count on your banker, if you count on your parents, if you count on your work, on your job, on your boss, on your wife, on whatever, you count on your powers that you're going to be able to go or work, one day you're going to be disappointed. One day you're going to see that it was wrong to count on those imaginations. One day you're going to be insulted. One day you're going to be disappointed. Aval abotach b'Hashem chesed yesovevenu. But when you count on Hashem, kindness is surrounding you. Kindness all over the place. And not only you. Tov latzadik, tov lishcheno. It's good for the righteous man, so it's good for his neighbors. All of your friends are going to receive from you etzah v'tushiyah, advice and wisdom. They're going to look at you and they're going to say, wow, look, he is managing. Look, he is in Eretz Yisrael. Look, he is renting a house. Look, he is getting married. Look, he is having children. Look, he is learning Torah. Look, he is learning in the yeshiva. He is doing this. Everything. He's got a car. Okay, so maybe I can do the same. And then you're going to talk to them. Yes, you can. You're able. Believe in yourself. Believe that Hashem loves you. And they're going to make it also. Thank you very much. Chazak Baruch.